Howdy, guys. Thanks for listening. This is Sexendipity. I'm definitely more Blockman. And yes. And I have, this is a full house.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy what's going on here.
Oh, you got three comedians.
I know. I'm so, I'm laughing already.
I don't know.
Well, you know, everybody knows everybody, but let's introduce ourselves. Go ahead. Well,
my name is Dave Corrado. I do stand-up comedy, and sitting to my right is Simon Kaufman.
Yes, y'all. How's everybody out there in the world doing? We're here with Dr. Lee Moore. For those of you that want to do more and be more, tune in to Dr. Lee Moore.
That's right. For all you slackers with the crackers, with the boom bap and the pappers, you know what I'm saying?
That man is named Nestor Rodriguez.
Nestor Rodriguez, the levels be always good, you know what I mean? What's up, Dr. Al? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have you guys.
Thank you, likewise.
I like hanging out with
Androcracy show.
And sex therapist. So
I know.
Androcracy?
Androcracy.
What does
that
mean?
You guys know what it is?
No, tell me, please.
It's the ruling of men.
Oh, the ruling of men.
And I'm really resentful of
that.
I'm like in minority.
No, you're not. You're not resentful. You love it.
I know, I do.
You love it.
I do.
You're just an upstart Jewish girl. Like,
Yeah.
I know. It's true.
I know. Jewish women will walk down the street and their husbands will be like 5 feet behind them trying to catch up.
Yeah, it depends who the husband is.
Right.
Yeah.
You go to a party, all the women are yapping and talking and having a good time and drinking tea and the men are asleep on the couch.
Right.
Sounds so fucking awful. I have to tell you. Ugh.
That's like Puerto Rican and Jewish.
I know.
Yeah. Well, they're so tired. The women have been yelling at him for 2,000 years, no?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't yell. Only during sex. So
really?
Yeah. So,
all right.
Let's start. You know, we have so many things to talk about.
Yes.
And you guys, of course, know everything I mentioned. But I wanna start off with something that I came across. It was a study. But I love the way, I actually read it. I came across it on HuffPost, and then I went and checked the source of it. And of course, the source of it was very different. I like the way they manipulate things on that side.
Yeah.
They like to tell you a story, and what the way they presented it was that did you know that men with larger penises are prone to be cheated on?
What?
Yes.
Men with larger penises are prone to be cheated on.
Yes.
Interesting.
And obviously they said it because it's unlikely. I mean, if you're not happy with my large member, what are you doing?
Right.
So first of all, I'm going to give you the right result and why they manipulated this way. But what do you think? Do you think there's some truth into it? I mean, if you have a larger member?
I would have to ask you what the basis of the statistics are. You know what I mean? I mean, one thing I've noticed about men who are larger, right? Not just larger penis or whatever, but just larger
in general.
Just larger.
Yes.
They seem to be a little bit more gentler.
Is that true?
Because they're big, I don't know, there's
something about the smaller you are, the more insecure you can be psychologically.
Yeah.
Like psychologically.
Yeah.
So if I was to say, if that is a true statement and I was to guess why, I would probably say because in this day and age, women want more forceful men or more a personality men.
And if you have a larger penis, then you're going
to
be too
more,
gentle.
Right.
Right, and women
want
it rough.
Slapped with it, right?
Yeah, they want to slap with it.
They want to get slapped
with it.
No, but I don't
God.
Do that.
What do you guys think?
In large penis school, they didn't teach me to slap.
I know.
Well, I think if you're a giant guy, if you're a gentle giant, you have to. I mean, you're intimidating. That's you know. So you go out of your way to be kinder and you know just
right.
Like,
I don't want to
less,
hurt her.
Well, you want to be less
with
scary.
My penis.
Right.
You know, because, like, obviously somebody... I wrestled in high school, and we had a 200-pound guy, and he was, like, the nicest guy. I mean, but he could take out anybody, you know.
Yeah, he was just, you know...
But he was, like, the nicest guy. In fact, I think the guy's name was, like... His name was, like, Robert Sweet. He actually had the name Robert Sweet. Well,
interesting.
And we had one funny story is we had a wrestling match in his opponent bit him in the side. I don't know. All right, enough about me. Let's go back to these comedians over here who know what they're doing.
What do you think, Simon?
Well, you know, guys with big dicks, it's harder for them to get up off the couch.
It's like to lift this.
Yeah, you know, this
is like, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, they're not as motivated half the time. Right. Little dick, short ass little dick guys, they got to run around.
They got a lot of energy.
Yo, I'm day trading. I'm day trading. I'm moving things. I'm moving futures. I'm moving futures. I got to do big things. I got a Porsche.
Jumping up and down.
The figures.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then they're like, girls are like, oh, wow. And then they take them home and they unwrap the package and they're like,
I think,
and then they're like, I'm going back.
Can I work with that?
I think women want to be worked out. Not worked out like necessarily with a big penis, but worked out. You want to be spent.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that could work.
Pushed against the wall.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's one way of looking at it. But also, you can exhaust a woman emotionally too.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? You beat the fuck out of her down without any big penis. You know what I mean? And the end result is the same.
I know, it's the same. She's exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, what they were trying to say. Well, that they went and they checked it with Kenyan men from Kenya. And it was about 600 men, and they told them, let's examine the size of your penis, and let's see if your wives are cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, there were discrepancies between the size that the women checked and the size that the men checked.
Of course
it was always larger on the end that the men checked.
Those different metrics on the rulers than Avon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And, you know, these were in centimeters, and the other checked it in inches.
Well, my joke is that I you know, I'm 10 inches, but if you start counting from my large intestine, that's, you know, it's like how you measure it.
Right.
You
know?
So, I know, exactly.
Where you start? Where's your starting point?
So they went and checked it, and then, you know, allegedly that this is what it is. If you are larger, your wife is going to cheat on you. Now, I went and checked.
Uh-huh.
And the basic thing was that the reason for the study to begin with was because women in this region tend to, if they have extramarital affairs, tend to be more exposed to HIV. So that was the reason to examine the thing to begin with.
Kenya.
And then when they went and checked, larger penis was just a meager part of the percentage. Of course, the HuffPost,
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, just because you take a bunch of data and you find that people with a large... But who's to say that... I mean, you'd have to run the test a bunch of different times to be able to... I was going to say that, but I thought it, but I didn't say it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, true.
But then you said it.
But then I said it before she said it.
So it was like transcendental and voila, it came out.
Exactly.
Yo.
Exactly. So
slow down.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that the average man in Kenya wasn't really that big. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it, regardless of your size, it didn't really enhance your chances of being cheated on.
Okay.
But they were trying to claim that there was a correlation between a large penis and being cheated on, which is not correct.
Right.
Yeah,
But that sounds like a psychotic hallucination.
It does, but this is why they advertise it this way.
Wow.
That this was the main, you know, factor.
What if the smallest Nigerian guy out there on the plane could still helicopter at like the at a gentleman's club? You know, like he could still tear it down. I mean, like, are you comparing like Nigerian tribesmen to Jewish accountants? Like,
that's a problem.
I'm telling you now. My penis is bigger than yours, my brother.
My brother.
If it rain outside, you get umbrella, my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Hello.
And the thing is, the funny thing is that they actually went to the Kenyan region, you know, which is, you know, so just predictable.
But I mean, you're dealing with guys that run track with no shoes.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, this no guy's shoes. Packing. Right. Yeah,
good runners,
they're packing.
Good runners. They win the marathon every year.
Right.
That's
proof right there that they don't have big penises. Because if you had a big cock, it's very difficult to run and beat.
It would like rub against your
like
knees.
A, you know, do like a 1 minute,
you have
you know,
to shake
30
it all
second
over.
Mile. You know what I mean?
No, it's really hard. It's like a third leg. What are you doing with it?
Well, it's weight.
No, it's true. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking from, So they actually went and the factors that did inflict on the women cheating mm-hmm. were as so. It was domestic violence, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. the women.
Unless they're Latina, then they come back for more.
I bet.
They, if they're Latina, they do not run away. They actually give you
my
more.
God.
They spray it you with more love.
Me. It means
I love me. It's okay. You hit me. I'm Poppy.
Now they you really you. Love me, Poppy.
Yeah, you love me. You really love me.
You show
really
me that
me.
You love me.
Yeah.
Okay, the love.
Yeah.
So, that and denial of a preferred sex position. So if you're not giving it to me the way I want.
You don't like missionary. you like it's a blowjob. You don't like the missionary.
I know.
You just shut up.
Can you imagine denial of preferred position? It's an interesting thing because women, you know, it just.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, you gotta ask the woman what she likes, what she prefers.
Or just take it the way.
But still, you gotta do a little. You gotta do a little interview. Whether it's on the sly or you know overt or whatever, you have to find out what the woman likes. No.
Right. I agree.
I mean, you have to. Whether you do it forcefully and she goes, and you gotta pull back or whatever, you still. It's your duty is to do due diligence as a man to find
ask out, her what she wants
somehow to investigate to find out.
Right. Right, and I think it's the women's, you know, need to actually go ahead and say what they want.
Right, but that's maybe the issue. Maybe they don't say.
Yeah, because I do think that in this region there is a problem with it. And another factor that was calculated into it was the younger age of the wife. So I think that if the wife is younger, and this puts, again, the larger penis in such a small, meager place, the larger penis, you know, pun intended.
It could be larger because it sags off the years.
It could just be,
you never know.
But on that note, it's like in some of these regions where they're male-dominated in Africa, women are unimportant.
Definitely.
What woman is going to say to her husband, I don't really like that position?
Right.
You're subservient. You just take what you're given.
Right.
And then you move
on. In certain areas, you know, there are African regions where the women are so heightened into a position where they are actually, you know, the stronger sex.
The other thing too, like a lot of women want to get like, you know, fucked. May I say that?
No, yeah, women of course, you fucked. Should say it. That's the show for it.
Women want to get fucked. But
did
here's
you
the
believe
problem.
That?
No, we have to say it.
No, but here's the problem. Guys don't want to do anal with like the mother of their children. You know, it's like
a lot of guys don't want to
do the mother of their children.
A lot of guys
don't
want to
choke and spit on and come on the face of a woman that's the mother of their children.
A lot of guys don't
want to
do anal. Period. Don't talk about it.
It's true. I agree, and I know.
As soon as an ass opens up, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What is this gape going on here?
Right.
But the thing is, I want to say this: that it is very true. Everything what all of you guys said. The thing is, you know, every man is kind of inflicted with the Madonna whore dichotomy.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's your subconscious or they really are aware that they want to fuck bitches until they find the right one that they want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to choke or do anal or whatever with this woman.
I want you to marry me. I don't want to choke you, mommy.
Please,
I don't
want to
put you in the head. That's why I have a mistress.
I know. Let me fuck her up.
No, you're the mother of my children. I'm going to sit next to you at like weddings and like social events. I don't want to come home and like
come in your face, shove my thumb in your ass.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You're my girl.
It's
right.
an interesting. It,
you're
it's
supposed
an
to be respectable.
Yeah, but it is. It's an interesting dichotomy, honestly, because. Men are inflicted with it. You know, women don't really have that thing where this guy I'm going to have just as a fling or this guy I'm going to have. Huh. You know, women are designed to actually kind of crave a specific kind of man.
That's y'all got to change that.
Interesting.
You guys just change that.
I know.
You need two guys.
No, but you need
one guy that goes to work. He drives a
Volvo.
Sensible. He's a sensible guy. He wears sweater vests.
He goes to PTSA meetings.
No, you need that guy. You need that guy.
Dry vagina.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. Dry vagina, but then there's the flip side. The guy, he's in a band. He has a mullet.
You want him for dry vagina situations.
Right.
For wet vagina situations.
That's why you need both.
You have homeboy number two.
It is true that women are attracted. Some women are attracted to the bad guy, to the bad boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, it's the wolf. Every little Red Riding Hood is looking for the wolf.
Sure.
Now, you guys, you're both comics.
Yeah.
You've never been married, right?
I'm married.
No.
You are married.
I'm married.
Yeah.
20 years. Almost really? 21, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's great.
I attribute all of it to my wife. I do.
That's lovely. Yeah. I really like it.
She's a special woman, boy.
I'm sure.
To put up with my shit, I swear to God.
That's great.
God fucking bless her, man.
You guys, but this is amazing. That's great. Yeah, yeah. You know, that's not common these days.
No. I'm a lucky guy. Yeah. I swear to God, I'm a lucky guy.
No, not really lucky.
I am.
It is true. Yeah.
No, I agree. Like I tell people, I'm lucky. And people don't really understand the full ramifications of luck.
Do you have kids too?
No kids. It's not just really luck. It's almost like an investment. You know, we met when we were younger.
It is.
And we really invested a lot of time and energy into each other.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
fully agree.
And Simon, you're still on the prowl? Is that it?
I'm pretty much single, you know.
I'm pretty much single.
I'm good at getting women. I'm horrible at getting rid of them.
I'm very good at the one night stands. I'm not good at the
that's when they want to stick around and then they want to talk and they're like, so what are we?
Are we serious?
There's always that kind. That's why I got married.
I know.
I said, fuck it. You're my wife. I'm your best. I said, fuck it. You don't have to ask me what we are. Just fucking.
Do you find it annoying, you guys?
Nestor, I mean, this is a stereotype, but being Hispanic, aren't you more family cultured? Like Jewish people are family cultured.
I didn't marry a Latina. That's the thing. I married a white girl. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
When you grow up in a Latino household and the projects, the last thing you want to do is marry a Latina. That's where I come from. It's like, fuck that.
Jenny's back.
Latina. Let me tell you something. I know about welfare, okay? I know about welfare.
My boyfriend's white.
Right,
my
boyfriend's white.
So check that out.
I would have married an Asian girl had I met one, but that's a different culture.
It is.
A Jewish girl I would have married, you know what I mean?
After 20 years, that's really very...
Right, very impressive.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah, what did you want to say, Simon?
Honestly, after you've been hit upside the head with a broom handle enough times.
I'm
gonna get a white chick.
My mom was Latina enough. I don't need no more.
After that, it was a lot of lunacy going on. A lot of hot-headedness.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys, I came across, so we settled that it has nothing to do. There's no correlation. I want everybody out there to realize there's no correlation between a large penis and a woman cheating on you. That's pathetic.
That's a crazy
analogy. So all you big dicks brothers out there,
just be happy.
You big dicks hanging between your knees, hanging around, driving your Cadillacs down the motherfucking street.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're okay.
You're
for
okay.
All you big fat cock-a-locka, boom-bopper type Negroes, don't sweat it. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Honestly, I have to tell you, it's not a pleasant thing for a woman.
I think stereotypes, and it doesn't matter what kind of stereotypes. You know, we all have them.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, of course.
If you're Jewish, you may have stereotypes about other cultures. Puerto Ricans have stereotypes.
We all have them about everybody else.
But we all know that they're somewhat ignorant for the most part, right? Some of them, they might be true to a certain degree, but they don't fit into that. It's cliches and it's not true.
Stereotypes.
The thing is, I want to, and I came across something interesting. I came across, so we're dropping that thing.
Right.
Everybody can be happy with their size and celebrate.
She says, okay, so we're dropping that thing. It's a big thing,
so
but we're dropping it because we can move on right now.
That's fine. All right, the secret's out.
Okay. Now, the thing is, where are you guys from? Are you guys from this state or?
I'm from New York. I was born and raised in New York City.
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, and David?
I was born in Chicago, but I grew up in Santa Monica. And I've been there since I was 3. So that's, you know.
Okay, so because I came across a very interesting kind of tablet of different laws that have to do with sex from different states. It's kind of ridiculous.
Bring them. I love it.
Honestly,
a lot of them have some anal sex in there. I know that.
It's so ridiculous. Let's see, New York. So New York, adultery is illegal.
Adultery is legal. It's illegal. Oh, it's illegal.
Illegal. Did you know
really?
That?
That's crazy.
Yeah. That seems weird.
Yeah.
New York is like the home of adultery.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
You know what that means?
What does it mean?
All that means is that one of 5 reasons that you can file for a divorce. That's all it means.
Yeah.
Because in order to file for a divorce, you have to accuse your husband or your wife of one of 5 things. Yeah. Adultery in New York
is
one of them.
Right, it's a major thing.
Okay. Right.
Small
but
dick.
I think in general,
adultery,
small dick.
Lack of sex, neglect, preferred position. Well, just lack of sex. If you abandonment is another one.
I have to tell you, if we're talking about Jews, and you must know that, Simon, that in Jewish laws, of course.
You have the Bible?
Accusing him of being a Jew.
You have the guidebook?
Oh, yeah.
I have the guidebook.
I got it down, dude.
I'm writing it down.
According
to Jewish law, uh-huh. I'm talking about, you know, the I don't know if you know the Shammai and the Hillel Holmes, you know, the two different scholars of different scholars of Judaism. One of them says that according to, you know, that a woman's right by marriage in the Jewish religion is to have good sex, that the man is responsible for
that's
taking
fair.
Care of her fulfillment in terms of. But
that's how we lasted this long.
It's very true. It's very true. We're small, we're making a lot of noise.
Sure. That's
but
fair.
The thing is that it comes down to, and I'm taking into consideration the laws of being, you know, not having sex during a menstrual cycle and being away on different states.
Right.
But under the circumstances that the woman is not ovulating or menstruating, and the two are under the same household, if a man is not having sex with his wife between a week and 2 weeks, she's entitled to a divorce.
Really? Right.
By Jewish law. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But New York will say, don't worry about it. According to our laws, y'all motherfuckers need to stay married. You can take that Jewish law shit back to Israel in New York.
Yeah.
Why do you think the guys are so tired?
I know. They have to provide.
Oh,
I know.
So that makes sense. That's why they're all sleeping at the parties.
I know.
On the couch.
They're passed out. They're semenless.
I know. We'll talk about semen later today.
Oh, great.
But the thing
I want to tell you about your state.
I mean, Washington.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to give a sex worker a ride to work.
Okay.
What?
You got to throw the bitch out the car.
Yeah.
Meet me on the corner.
I mean, if you're a fucking prostitute, you can't take a ride in my car.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's one of the laws.
In Washington.
That makes sense. Oh.
It does?
Yeah. Because they always come up to you and like, hey, you want to give me a ride? That's always the blind, the prostitutes always say.
Oh, really?
Party,
yeah, if you're like pumping gas.
Don't they ask, you want a party?
You're
looking for a date?
That too, but or like, hey, can I get a ride? Like, how many times you're at the gas station pumping your gas and some girl walks up, hey, can I get a ride?
Really?
No, thank you.
That's never happened to me.
And then you're like, well, you know, I do need someone to get through the carpool lane.
It's
something they say all the time. Or cops will pull over. Let's say they'll see a girl get in a guy's car and they drive off and it's a sting and the cops pull them over, right? I was just giving her a ride.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
You can be a John. That's what she's saying.
What I'm saying is...
You can't give her a ride, though. That's what she's saying. You're not allowed.
That's what the law is to protect.
Because if a cop just, that's the quickest thing to say. She asked for a ride, I was giving her a ride.
Right.
You haven't broken any law.
Right.
There's no evidence. Nothing's happened.
So then how do you prove that you're actually driving a sex worker
to
work?
And how did you know that she's a sex worker?
I think the nipple clamps, the fishnet stockings, the rouge.
That would give you away.
And the name Chanterelle, named after a mushroom. I think all of those combined really get.
Unless you're a client of hers and you're dropping her off at an S&M club, a dungeon or something.
I think the Sam's Club pack of condoms is one indicator.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The funniest comment online I got, I was coming out of a prostitute.
Or line when someone came on you.
I was coming out of Guitar Center on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I play drums, so I just bought a bass pedal for my bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm carrying this bass pedal, and she goes, she was drunk, and she goes, she had an unlit cigarette. She goes, is that a light? And I said, no, it's a bass pedal. You know, and then I went to my car and I went home. And that was, she was like, this bass pedal resembles a lighter.
Different kind of lighter. You know, they come in all shapes and sizes.
It's a gyroscopic lighter.
In California, the law is there's no selling booby pillows.
What?
within 1,000 feet of a highway.
What's a booby pillow?
I don't know. Do you know? Because I don't know.
1,000 feet of a highway. That's hilarious.
I love that. That's incredible.
That's hilarious.
Who the fuck came up with that law? I really wanted to sell a booby pillow.
Does it say the origin of the laws or when that law was put into effect?
No, they didn't. You can't sell
a booby
pillow. What the hell is a booby pillow?
Pillow.
Booby pillow.
But that's what they said. And of course, you know, they
I know.
Yeah. I put pictures up over there if you guys want to see. It's just a pillow
that's...
No,
you looked it up.
Yes.
You looked it up.
So
a booby pillow.
Oh, but
you
can't
sell it.
I get why.
Why?
No, hold on.
Because you're going
to...
Why?
No. A booby pillow also is a pillow so that when you bend a woman over, her breasts don't get squashed on the bed. So it creates an even...
A pillow.
Yes, booby squash support.
Right. So it keeps your breast away from the mattress, right? And so it gives you a little support on your chest. Yeah,
it's a good.
Do you know why they don't let you do that?
Yeah,
because you're gonna take it, you're gonna go to the highway,
and you're gonna
flash someone, and they're gonna crash.
No.
It's gonna redirect traffic.
No, because what's gonna happen is you're gonna have sex with your girlfriend on the highway, and no one's moving anyway. And you're not gonna pay attention when the car starts to move, the traffic starts to move. You're gonna be fucking falling asleep. This is what's gonna happen.
Well, you know, there are others. It's very vast. A lot of rules that are ridiculous. Like the ones I mentioned.
Yeah, welcome to the United States.
But a booby pillow, I mean, seriously,
that's
it's
ridiculous.
Like fucking ridiculous.
And I like that, Jenny. You pulled out the booby pillow on my
mother. I know.
I tried to pay attention to what you're saying.
I love that shit. I love that. What the fuck are you on my show? When I need, like, fucking, you know, a pointer or something.
By the way, there are two other rules of two other states. One was Arizona and the other one is Texas. And it takes me to the next study that I came across that had to do with dildos.
Okay.
So both these states have a limit on how many dildos you can own. Right. And that's fucking pathetic. I don't know.
What?
You know, who makes these fucking rules? But in Arizona, for that.
Excuse me. We're the dildo police. Did you walk me to the closet?
Yeah. Yes, put the dildos on the floor.
Put it 2 steps back.
Put the dildos on the floor. Step away from the couch.
Step away from the dildo.
And show me some identification.
Step away from your dick.
How do they know this?
This is fucking ridiculous.
Insane.
I know why. Because there are a lot of lonely women in Texas and in Arizona. So while men are out fucking around with cattle and bullshit.
And booby pillows.
I know. Trying to get to California.
I'll tell you why
women got to take care of themselves.
Here's why it is. The fine congressmen and governors and senators in the state of Arizona don't want you to own more dildos than there are dildos in the House of Representatives.
That's a good one.
What's the limit?
I'll tell you. In Arizona, you can't have more than two. I mean,
what? That's crazy.
I can't reside in Arizona.
Really? Do your research, buy two, and fucking live with it.
Yeah, live with it.
Yeah.
What if you work in the adult industry? Like, is there a
So
limit?
What? So these are live ones. So you can fuck all you want, but not dildos.
I get it. There was a dildo shortage in Arizona.
Right, and they couldn't.
So they didn't want people to buy them all.
It's like, it's like in Asian countries, the limit.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and in Japan.
A dildo rationing.
Right.
In Japan, it's like, you put the dildo down.
What if you have a huge dildo that breaks down into like three parts?
I know. Nunchucks. It can be like a tentacle.
Yeah, like
you
nunchuck.
You know, like in hente.
Like nunchuck dildo.
Yeah, like you have like, you don't know? Hente, you know, you guys know what hente is?
No, please tell us.
It's Japanese porn.
Okay.
So do you know, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm going to touch that. Okay. But it's very funny that in Japanese porn, it's really sexy.
Yes.
It's really erotic.
It's Tomi Tanaka.
The only problem I got to tell you with Japanese porn is the women. I like vocal women. And they're like, it's you. And I'm like, fucking strangle the bitch already. Other than eat you.
Well, the other funny thing about Japanese porn is they pixelate the genitals. But
this is what it is. I'm talking about hente. Hente is animated porn.
Animated porn.
Well, the thing is, it's very interesting because in Japanese porn, comparing to American porn, for that instance, American porn is limited only to age. You know, you can show women, you can show whatever. You know, you can do the barely legal, but she has to be actually legal.
Of age, right.
Yeah. And in Japanese porn, it's not a matter of age, but the matter of you can't show on hente, you can't show real penises. You can only show, and this is why I gave the example of tentacles. So a woman can be raped by a monster with five penises.
Got it.
But not a guy. It can't be a man.
Right. Huh. What are we? What are we? Savages?
I know.
What are we, savages?
No, yeah.
A walking octopus with gold chains and a fucking boombox walking down the street on a unicycle. Yeah. You can fuck the shit out of your daughter. But a normal guy that buys her a flower, we're trying to stop this shit. You know, you think about monsters. You know the problem with Japanese porn? You get to it starts getting hot, and before you know it, Godzilla comes and blows up the fucking place.
You can't even see anybody orgasming.
You guys ever see that? It's really intense.
You know, my joke.
I've never seen
a lot of a lot of
Godzilla
rape.
Porn.
Godzilla porn.
Oh yeah, Godzilla porn is insane.
But hentai is really it's crazy. It's mostly rape. It has it's
interesting,
very violent.
Interesting.
But the thing is, and I'm just gonna touch that.
That shit doesn't turn me on, by the way.
Well, it is. It's there are very sexy ones when it comes to hentai.
Yeah,
but I want to say there's a specific one that is very famous. That is called Le Blue Girl. It's, mm-hmm. it's Japanese hentai mm-hmm. Porn. Mm-hmm. And what they show there is a girl that is, you know, she's a princess, whatever. She uses a pubic hair to shoot other people.
Saw!
And she's
sure.
like, she's getting raped by five penises and whatever. But there's a character on the
But she's a real, she's real.
Animated.
Oh, she's animated. Everyone's
it's all animated.
Okay,
yeah,
got
hentai.
Got it.
Hentai and manga, it's called. It's,
got it.
That's what it is. But there is a character on that manga that is a midget samurai.
Uh-huh.
Now, when they brought it to the States, they had Exactly.
And she's like, eat you.
I know, eat you.
Eat you.
Exactly. So when they brought it... No, but the thing is, when they brought... I love that.
Grudu.
It seriously sounds like that. But when they brought it to the States, they had to eliminate that character because it's not, it's a midget. But it's a midget, but it looks like a child. So it's not allowed in American porn. That's like ridiculous, but this is what it is.
Interesting.
Now, when it comes to Arizona and Texas, in Arizona, you cannot own more than two. Right. And in Texas, you cannot own more than six.
Why would you want more than one?
Do they allow you? Well,
because
you need a variety.
May I?
Yes,
may
please.
I? Okay. So women get tired of the same shit all the time. And let's face it, since it is fantasy,
so you try a black one one day and a white one the next
maybe
day.
Maybe one that has a big head, maybe one that massages the G-spot.
Like one that has GPS.
Maybe one that has rabbit ears. Maybe one that's just for the anus.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
One with search engine optimization.
Maybe there's a steel.
They have all new ones now.
Maybe there's a steel egg. Maybe there's one that's glass. They all feel different.
That's true, but there are, you know, I have one that actually charges with, you know, on a SUV, USB.
Right. And, and some of them have a language chip. So when you put it in, I'm popping!
Oh, my God. Yeah. It changes, translates.
Some pop popcorn.
Ready for the movie. So what do you think, you guys? And I'm going to give you, of course, the results. But what do you think? Are guys, on your end, are you guys... intimidated by the use of a vibrator that a woman would use?
Absolutely not. I welcome it. I love it. I think that enhances, for me, it would enhance the fantasy of the whole thing to see a woman pleasuring herself. I mean, it's like a live porno.
Right. I agree. Yeah. What do you think, Simon?
Wait, are you asking if they bring it in the room with me?
Yeah.
No, I hate it.
You don't like
Why?
It?
Why?
Because it's like, it's just corny.
You're intimidated by
corny?
It.
It's not intimidating. Nope. I don't enjoy it.
Why?
It doesn't intimidate me.
You need to watch some of that Japanese Hanza porn and shit.
I'll tell you why. Because this has been my experience, okay? My experience is as follows.
Yeah.
Well, for starters, the reason I don't like it is you don't need me. I'll go watch the Clippers game. Enjoy yourself.
That is so fucking lame.
Number two, I've experienced the women that... They're not. It's because they're not letting themselves go fully.
Okay.
They have a wall up with a live.
If you
need to bring something else.
Who said need?
Because a lot of women do.
As a playful thing.
She said a lot of women. If you welcome it, and you're like, what do you mean?
No, he may not like it. There are men that don't like it. No, he says he doesn't like it.
She's not seeing a big black Mandingo motherfucker coming in with her going, yo, motherfucker.
I'm just talking about in case
your little Jewish ass don't do some motherfucking damage.
First of all, motherfucker, I'll show this cocksucker a thing or two, okay? I've been doing my motherfucking yoga. I got that motherfucking mobility, okay? I've been doing my upward and my downward dog and my motherfucking shoulder stand, motherfuckers. Yo. So I'll take it to you, girl.
Listen
to
you.
Listen
here, you could take your yoga ass, motherfucking ass, and step the fuck off. Let a real black man come into the motherfucking
dude, I'll lay a girl down and do my gazintas. That's gazintas, my one gazinta, two gazinta, three gazinta, four.
Oh, gazintas are the best.
You know?
No, but seriously, why do you find it, don't you like it? I'm really curious.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Who needs the buzzing? The buzzing's annoying, number one. And number two, here's the thing. I find that the women that need to bring it in is because they have a wall up and they're not letting themselves go with me.
Like
in
a wall
which case,
of China?
I don't need
like
to be
Great
here.
Wall of China?
Because,
there's a sex, they
if they're Chinese.
If you just lay the, if in a perfect world, if you're with the right guy and you let yourself go and you're comfortable with your body and you're willing to let yourself relax.
There's so many factors,
and that's a big thing. You have to be comfortable with your body and you have to be able to relax fully. If you do, you don't need it with me. That's for when I'm not here.
You're talking technical, man. Okay. We're talking fantasy. She's talking more Rome. I mean, I'm assuming that.
I'm saying I don't like it when they start bringing vibrators in the bedroom. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, but
if she wants to do it, okay, fine. But I've never enjoyed it.
You don't want to do it in your presence.
Like you're not doing your job, right?
I like that. He goes, if you want to do it, I think I'm going to go and watch the game.
NBA playoffs. You're fine.
You got
a Duracell 4-pack. You don't need me. If you want me, you let me know. I'll come back. I don't care. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
No,
like,
okay.
I got shit to do.
I got shit to do myself.
If you don't need me, you don't need me.
What do you think, Dave? What do you think?
You know, I've had this conversation with you before. Yeah. I had a girlfriend who was on Prozac, and she could not get off.
Right.
Five months I went out with her.
I put in five months into that bitch. I tried.
Well, that's what happens with those antidepressants.
Well, she needs to get off the Prozac. I mean, exactly. Yeah. You're trying. What else are you going to do?
Did you punch her in the head?
Did you punch her in the head?
No, she dumped me eventually.
What I'm saying is, if she's on Prozac, shit went down before you even motherfucking got there.
Right.
So it's not my job. So you don't need me. You got shit going on. I'll go watch the Clippers game.
So you tried for 5 months. Let him finish the thought.
Well, I had a pocket rocket, and she would use it on herself, and she couldn't get off by herself.
Not even with that.
Yeah, not even with that. And so
maybe
she needed
some asphyxiation.
Exactly. That's what she needed.
Fucking cut off the circulation on her head for a couple of minutes.
You know how you get a girl off?
Chop her head off and then return.
No. Just put a pillow over her head.
Just
to the point where she's almost ready to die.
Then
you punch her, and then she goes.
Then she comes back to life.
And then you put the fucking buzzer on it.
That's a climax. Yeah, that's a climax itself. No, but how did you feel about it? That's what.
Well, I felt bad. It's like I'm giving all my 5 inches of my love
my
here, and I'm not getting the
I get it. She's on antidepressants, and all she does is depresses
it's
you.
Like,
you come out feeling depressed and sad.
I know.
Well,
the thing is, what the study said is actually interesting because you're kind of. You know, in the middle about it, right? That's what I'm getting, Dave.
I didn't have a problem with her using it.
She
couldn't get off. That was the problem.
Well, the study actually said that mostly women think that men are intimidated more than men are.
Got it.
That's what they said.
It
was not that far.
It's not intimidated. I mean, ask this thing to buy you dinner. Like, I can do things that this thing can't. I understand that this thing is solar powered. You know, dig holes.
I want to say, first of all, it's very true. First of all, I want to say that approximately...
You're retarded.
The American market...
You're straight the fuck up retarded, I swear to God.
But it's true. We're talking only about sex.
I mean, this thing...
We're talking only about sex. And I'll get to it, why women do use vibrators. On a general level and historically.
Don't keep me in suspense, just tell me.
I know, but the thing is, this is what it is. The American market is the second in the world in purchasing of vibrators.
Uh-huh.
The first one is Taiwan.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, it does make sense.
thank God.
Well, the thing is, I want to say, well, the thing is, you know what the origin of this was? It's an interesting thing because I don't know if you guys are familiar with that dysfunction called hysteria that women used to suffer from. In the 19th century.
Sure. That's where being hysterical comes from.
Right,
and
exactly.
Hysterectomy.
Right, and hysterectomy comes from hystera, right. Which is a uterus.
Right.
Okay,
really?
It comes from the Greek version of uterus.
Yes.
But the thing is, and they assumed that disturbance, that dysfunction, comes from the movement of the uterus.
Right.
Something ridiculous completely.
Right.
And
right. Another way of keeping women subservient.
Right, but it was a very funny thing that during that period, in both mainly in Europe and other locations in the world, it was kind of like, take a seat, the doctor will be right with you. Mm-hmm. And doctors would masturbate women into what they called paroxysm,
yes.
Which is an orgasm.
Right.
Okay, so they would go,
right.
Fuck, when is she going to come?
That's going to be $5,000.
Yeah, and it took hours, and they were lazy, and they were shitty at it.
No
they
foreplay, no nothing.
And it wouldn't work, and it wouldn't work. And so, you know, with women would invite these MDs into their homes, you know, to play with their toys or whatever. But then they came up with both, you know, hydrotherapy, which is the water, you know, version of,
mm-hmm.
And then they came up with the vibrators. Approximately in 1870 was something that was marketed for home use. It was called Vibratil.
Right, it was a corn on the cob.
Yeah, something
really
like that. And it was called.
And you plugged it into the toaster.
They didn't have electricity.
Like with a shift.
It was like motor. It was gas driven.
Yeah,
or something,
it was kind of like
pistons.
Bing.
It was like to a windmill or something to operate this.
Yes, so that's what they did.
Yeah, it plugged into the cake batter mixer.
Yeah,
no, what
women
you did
loved
was, it. It had a charge, and you tied it to the back of your horse. You went,
I know.
Pulled the trigger and went boom.
I know. Yeah, and the women were so in love with that.
You're
they were looking
retarded.
For it.
They went boom.
Yeah. You're like, you hit the horse,
but
the horse runs, it pulls the pin, it goes boom, and
God
she's like,
God damn it,
bam.
You killed another one of my girlfriends!
No, but the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, back then, men were too lazy to accomplish that, and they are now as well. So
sometimes women
need some assistance.
Yes,
and
I
come across, and I'm talking now as a sex therapist, I come across many people that tell me, oh, my partner, my girlfriend, my wife, she takes fucking hours to come, and then only in a certain position. What am I going to do?
Right.
You know, some of them actually prefer the use of a vibrator.
Right.
This is why I'm asking you guys. And so it
But you've never introduced it.
Let me tell you something.
So you won't know if that's what she's going to prefer.
Let me tell you something. If my girl needs a vibrator, then I'm not doing my job.
That's not true.
That is true. So what I need to
do. Not necessarily.
I need to.
Okay, do you know if your girlfriend orgasms by penetration, by
most
clitoral
women
stimulation?
Don't, and most women don't.
Do you know if she does or she doesn't? What do you know about your girl? Have you found out?
Are you,
do you
in
know
a
where
her
G-spot
are you in a steady
is?
Relationship?
Can you Google it?
Let me tell you something.
You
Google
have fucking electrons.
Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, bro. Okay, I'm going to
tell
you. You know what good sex is?
Tell me.
Tell me. Physics, motherfucker.
Okay,
physics. Angles.
Angles. Yeah.
Using gravity.
Yeah.
Most guys don't know how to fucking use gravity. That's why they tire out. Because they're using the motherfucking cells. It's no different
than
anything.
Wait a minute. Doctor,
muscles can go longer for different periods.
Dr. L.
Bam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make a difference if a woman orgasms clitorally?
Internally, vaginally.
Mm. Okay. Because you can be a great lover, but you're wasting your great loverness on the wrong technique.
I absolutely agree. And I want to say here and now that most women don't climax vaginally. Okay?
Most women don't.
They don't.
Right.
And men believe that the in-out check is going to do it.
No,
it doesn't.
What about this G-spot? Thing?
Well, the G-spot is a very
usable. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something here, right now, just like Dr. L says.
Yes.
Don't fucking take a chance. Just eat it. Your girlfriend's dead because he killed you. No,
seriously, just raise up the nugget in your mouth and straight up.
Learn cunnilingual skills. I got a website. Just go to my website. I have 4 or 5 techniques. Learn how to eat the pussy.
All right.
Get that out of the way first. It's very then insert the penis. You don't have to worry about it because it's already come.
Right, right. And women, you know, because Simon seems upset.
What about gravity?
I'm thinking about how I'm sweating. I know.
No, but seriously, the thing is, most men don't ask. Most women don't say. It's like, don't ask, don't tell.
They won't say because it's uncomfortable.
Right. You know, so both sides are to be accused of lack of climate.
Nester. I'm straight up. I ask.
No, but
I'm straight up.
You're doing it right.
Yes.
That's why you're happily married.
I ain't got no time. I got somewhere to go.
I need to be somewhere.
What can I do to expedite this situation here? See, if you knew what the fuck you would do with Simon, that's what you would do because you got the Clippers game to watch, right? So you don't ask. You're going to be bullshitting in there. She's going to whip out
I don't get too many bad Yelp complaints. I got a high review score. Me, I'm not worried about it.
I know. Almost five stars.
All I'm saying is this. Yes. Okay, what you're dealing with is needs.
Yeah.
She needs this to get off. That's a problem to me.
No, I'm not saying need. I'm saying as
Why
a game,
that a
as a playful
every once
thing.
In a while.
Yeah.
See, that's not what I was talking about. When I say I don't like it, I'm saying I've been with a lot of women.
Yeah.
That at some point, in order for them to get off, they needed it. And what I'm trying to say is that's because you're not letting go and being with me in the moment right now. And that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's partially
true. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
I was just saying from time to time she wants to
As
do something
a variety
different.
Of,
no, I was
right.
saying, like, okay, so I've been with a lot of women, and I've noticed, I think that they're not fully, like, letting themselves be.
Because
the first step a woman needs to orgasm is she needs to chill the
eat
motherfucker
Big Mac.
Out.
She needs
to
grocery
shopping list away. Put your grocery shopping list away.
Eat a Big Mac, supersize it, slurp on a fucking vanilla shake, relax. Go into the crib. Chill
out.
I got the incense
going.
Relax.
I know you're concerned about your career right now and your test scores and your fucking midterms.
Yes, the midterms.
But right now, you got to lay your big butt down and put on some Al motherfucking green. You got to chill out. You got to relax.
Exactly.
You want to know how to get laid? Make believe like it's okay if you do or it's okay if you don't. Don't worry about it. There's no pressure.
It's so true.
There's no pressure. I got Doritos. I got
the internet.
Up in the fridge. We're going to chill.
This is what women do all the time. You'll hang out with them. You'll meet them. They'll invite you back to their place.
Right.
And they'll say... And they'll invite you into
listen,
their bed.
Listen,
this is what women do all the time. For all you brothers, all the guys
all the
out
brothers.
There. I'm going to tell
and
you.
Sisters.
Sisters.
Yeah.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Okay.
This is what women do. What? This is the trick. I got to school my friends because they don't know this.
No, please.
This is the trick that women
please
do.
Please say it.
The trick.
Yeah.
They invite you back to their house.
To the house.
So you're like, all right.
Yeah, it's
all
done
right,
deal, right?
Yeah,
right.
I'm
going to
get
somewhere.
My 3-pack of Trojans.
Right.
I'm going to get my... I'm going to get my...
Try my dildo if I can get one.
That's not what you should be doing.
I know.
You should be going,
well,
listen.
I have something to say about that.
Let me finish this. So what I'm saying is they invite you back, and they even invite you into their bed, but they say from the beginning, hey... You're welcome to stay in the bed, but we're not having sex. We're not having sex.
Yeah, teasers.
What she's trying to say is, but guys fall for it.
Right.
Yeah.
She wants to have sex with you.
Right.
It's a
but
test.
But maybe not that night.
It's a test.
Maybe
it
may not
I
happen.
Should. So what
she
do you
wants
do?
To know,
what do you do?
You go to sleep.
If you have patience.
You do what you do every night in your life.
Yeah.
You go to sleep.
Get the
you
fuck
don't,
out of
no,
here.
Listen, bro.
Why is
bro,
it
listen, bro.
Get the fuck.
Over? I rub her
Why
feet.
Is this a sleepover? What the fuck?
Yeah, she invites you to her house.
Slumber party?
She invites you to her house.
Yeah, naked slumber party.
No, she's testing you. She's testing you. She wants to know, do you need it? If you go to home with a girl and you sit, if you sleep in bed with her and you say, hey, thanks, this was I had a lot of fun, and you go to sleep, I have news for you. The next morning, she's going to wake up and jump your bones.
That is true. But I don't know what women invite their guys to their home and lay naked with them and not.
No, I didn't say naked. I didn't say naked.
You know,
you
to me, it's
naked.
Kind of a tease. I said naked.
Said
to
naked.
Me, I sleep naked.
She is teasing you. She is teasing you. She's testing you. She wants to know.
First of all, put it this way. If a woman invites, it depends on the situation. But a lot of times, I would have just been like, you know what? I'm a gentleman. I'm just going to walk you home right now. Let's
put
hang
you to
out
sleep.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that.
I mean, that's a
bad thing. Then she's interested. She's like, is this motherfucker gay?
I know. What is going on?
What's going on?
I know, it's very alarming.
The way to keep a woman is to keep her thinking, keep her guessing, keep her wondering. Like, they're attracted to, like, the puzzle. Women love the puzzle. They're not interested in you, Simon, or you, Nestor, right? They're not interested in you, the person. They're interested in being a part of this fantasy and this puzzle that they love to be a part
of. I think you're dating the wrong women.
And if you keep them thinking, they'll never leave.
Listen, I think you're dating the wrong women. Right here. And I'm saying all of your fucking signs.
I'm a ghetto
wrong.
Sex therapist.
I'm the ghetto sex therapist.
I'm a sex therapist.
Hey, yo, Tyrone.
Women are like playing games, sleeping with me.
Hey, yo, Tyrone, what you need to do is get yourself a 25-cent welfare juice. And you need to open that shit. Yo. You need to shake it and spread it all over her teeth.
Buy yourself some incense. Get a couple Jesus candles and some Cavassier.
Exactly. I want to say, but and Jenny actually mentioned it last time that we spoke.
Out of control.
By the way, the use
out of control.
The use of condoms. You guys all use condoms all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
you're
use
married,
condoms.
When I,
if I was
not,
single,
not when I'm masturbating,
if I was single
but,
without a fucking doubt, without, it's not even a question that I would use a condom.
Okay, but I just want to say, what about you, Simon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you're laughing.
I don't
want to have responsibilities.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding?
Of course. I always do,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to say this. That women, it's very interesting, and Jenny brought it up last time, and this is why I'm bringing it up, and there are studies that show that women that are exposed to semen are not depressed. By the way, your girl, your Prozac girl,
she's
been consuming some more
so
semen.
So you can use a condom and expose the woman to semen? To semen?
How?
Semen? You take it out and you let it drip down her fucking cheek. It's like it's an artificial
thing. That's very nice. But you need to actually, it needs to be absorbed by the vagina.
Go inside.
Yes,
not
yes.
Not the mouth?
The mouth could be
partially. No, but the vagina,
partially.
I get it.
Yeah, no, but it's true.
The
but the vagina
inside,
specifically.
Gotta take it in. Yep.
Yes, and I want to say, you know, the sperm, I don't know if you guys, sperm is like only 5% of semen.
Right.
Semen has a lot of other things,
right.
And among other things,
uric acid.
A lot of antidepressants, a lot of oxytocin.
So there's your solution.
Yes, I'm just trying to help you.
Protein.
I know. Yeah, a lot of the good stuff.
You should have poured some in a cup and smeared it all over her face,
I know.
And drip some inside her pussy, and she would not be depressed.
Well, they actually tested women that were exposed to semen and women that weren't.
Interesting.
And the women that were exposed to semen were much less depressed. They didn't have, like, incidents of depression.
Really?
And they were happy. Mm. And, you know, well, of course, I'm not supporting, you know, unsafe sex when it comes to only you with men that you know.
But you're supporting having... Yeah,
you don't
want to
have, like,
hook up with at least
a kid.
One.
And the thing is, and it's also promoting ovulation. Now, I'm not talking, again, about a one-night stand because you don't know the person and you might be exposed to diseases or whatever it is. But I'm talking in general, if you are in a relationship like you are, for instance... some people really prefer, I don't know, like different variations of not exposing the woman to semen. But I want to say that semen is something that women are seeking in some way.
Right.
And it's even funny, one of the MDs that actually examined it, and I want to say that he's a guy, so I don't know.
Right.
But the thing is, he said that the remedy for morning sickness is swallowing semen.
Really?
Well, there you go.
Okay. So,
honey, I'm just trying to help. That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to help you. Honey, gargle with some of this. There you go.
Yeah, I'm sitting. You're staring out the window. You're crying all the time.
You're always
lay
upset.
Down.
But I'm saying, so you can pour some semen inside of a vagina if you're having safe sex. You just pour some in there. Like, listen, Dr. Lamour
told me that you need to do
deep
this.
Deep down inside, you're craving some semen.
What
it
you do is you get a Capri Sun, you pour it out, you cut a little hole, you keep the yellow thing,
you
put it...
You blow the air in it.
Yeah.
You keep
that's
some pressure in there.
That's what you do. You carry a Capri Sun pack around with you. But you don't want to put it in your glove box because it gets hot.
And then
so what you
want
to do is...
Like when you take it on the plane.
You
guys are so...
Those guys are crazy, these comedians.
Wow.
The thing is, no, it's very funny, but women are, you know, women that do actually experiment with that. There are a lot of benefits from acquiring semen. And I just want to say that. But in terms of, and the last thing I want to say before we close the show, is that I don't know if you guys, if you don't ask a woman if she climaxes, do you, when you see a
Never.
Woman,
Or never accuse her that she does it.
After.
I learned that.
You mean after?
Well, yeah, if you have sex. Right. But in general, do you think that there's any way to know if a woman achieves?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Well, they can lie. Or they can fake it.
No, it depends on your partner, first of all.
Depends on the woman.
So you get acclimated. Like, if you're fucking around with, it's you, then you know that that's probably that she's coming. But if you don't know the person, even if you've had repeated encounters with them, unless you know for a fact, how do you know?
Here in L.A., you got a lot of good actresses. But other than that, usually you know if you made a girl come, because usually she gets extremely wet and it gushes all over you.
Well,
you
women get wet regardless before even.
No, but I'm saying like a
squirting.
I don't know if it like projectiles, but like I'm saying is like when you make a girl come, it comes on you if you do it right.
Well, it depends on the woman. Do you guys think, I'm going to let Dave say something, but do you guys even think that, because I came across a study that claimed that if you look at a woman without her, without even being in bed with her, is there any way that you may know if she is, you know, a woman that can climax or not? Something about her.
I've heard that the female ejaculate is a myth.
Out of experience, it's not a myth.
Some women can
naturally.
I guess you can train a woman to do it,
You can train a woman to do it, definitely. And I've trained a few women to
do it.
Yeah, and there are women, you know, I don't know if you guys visited Thailand, that can actually shoot balls out of their vaginas. Right.
Yeah.
And you can do all
black
of
black girls in my neighborhood where I grew up and shoot AK-47.
Or Puerto Ricans that can transport cigarette cartons into jail for their when Nestor's up in there.
Bring Nestor a pack of menthols and shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say.
Or the Jews that sneak their own food and snacks into the movies.
I know. Revealing secrets. That's not allowed.
Yeah. You mind if I put a supersized large popcorn in my vagina?
Yo, I got some pointless.
Void in the movie theater.
Yeah.
That is so awful. Well, I'm just going to say that there are a few studies that claim that by the woman's gait, the way a woman walks,
you can tell.
A bunch of scientists claim that they can say if a woman can vaginally climax or not. Which is, I don't necessarily agree with, but there are a few studies that claim that.
I don't want to look at a woman and see if she could or not. I want to find out. I want to get to know her.
Right.
I want to see
her.
You're married, though, so you can't even.
I
want to put a supersized popcorn in there. You want to go to a movie? You want to go to a movie with me, baby?
Well, you guys, it was such a pleasure. And Nestor, of course, talk about your show. I want to, you guys, Nestor and Simon.
You've been on our show.
Yeah.
You've been on our show.
And everybody that listens to the show knows.
Nestorius Public Radio.
Yes.
Every Thursday night live here
on Skid Row Studios. It's an amazing show. You guys should listen.
9 to 10 p.m. Dr. Lamour was awesome. She's going to be on the show again.
Of course. And I'll be so happy to have you guys again.
Oh, yeah. We love you. You know, we're family.
I love you, too.
Yeah,
we are family. And I really want to thank you. And thank you, Dave, honey.
Thank you, Dave Corrado.
It's my
pleasure.
Simon
Kaufman, Nestor Rodriguez.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Nice to meet you guys. Sperm is the answer to your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get some.
I'm going to go to Whole Foods and buy a gallon of it.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dr. Lamour Blockman, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Lamour.
What? Bye.